From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. A man who shot at police in the U.S. city of Ferguson, Missouri, is in critical condition after officers returned fire on the sidelines of what had been peaceful marches marking the first anniversary of the shooting death of an unarmed black teenager by a white police officer. St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar.
Several shots rang out. I'm guessing 40, 50, probably over 45 seconds. It could have been a little bit longer than that. So that was a exchange of gunfire between two groups.
Belmar said four detectives returned fire from inside the vehicle and as they pursued the gunman on foot. They were criminals. They were not protesters, Belmar said to the groups that exchanged shots. Protesters are people that are out there that are talking about a way to effect change, whatever that may be. That is not what is happening here. A series of attacks targeted police and soldiers Monday in Turkey, leaving several people dead, while another shooting struck the U.S. consulate in the country's largest city. No one was injured when two people shot at the consulate in Istanbul. The attackers managed to escape the scene after police returned fire, but later one of the assailants, a woman, was detained by police. Authorities said she was a member of the leftist Revolutionary People's Liberation Party Front. Turkey, the United States, and the European Union consider the group a terrorist organization. It has carried out sporadic attacks, including a suicide bombing at the U.S. Embassy in Ankara in the year 2013. This is VOA News. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for a suicide car bombing Monday at the main gate of Kabul's international airport that killed at least four civilians and wounded 17 others. Witnesses said the target of that powerful blast was a convoy of armored vehicles transporting government officials. Taliban spokesman said the attack targeted foreign occupation forces. A lawyer for Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian said a verdict in his espionage trial in Iran could come within a week after a Tehran court held a final closed-door hearing on Monday. Leila Ashin spoke after the fourth hearing since the trial began in May. The Post, U.S. officials, and international press freedom groups have all repeatedly condemned the proceedings and insisted Rezaian is innocent. He was arrested in July 2014, along with his journalist wife, and held for months without formal charges. He was later charged with espionage and working with hostile governments. The recent killing of Zimbabwe's beloved Cecil the Lion has cast a pall over this year's celebration of World Lion Day, but animal rights activists say countless lions endure miserable lives in southern Africa. VOA News' Anita Powell brings us this report from Johannesburg.
The slaying of Cecil, a Zimbabwean lion, sparked outrage and debate around the world. He was killed in July by an American hunter on vacation in Zimbabwe. Until his death, 13-year-old Cecil roamed free in Zimbabwe's Wange National Park, running a pride and fathering eight cubs. But that sort of life is not the norm in neighboring South Africa, says London-based advocacy group World Animal Protection. The group's wildlife director, Kate Newstead, says the captive lions' lives are miserable.
It's a big business around not only the hunting of lions, but also the breeding of them, keeping them in captivity. The lion parks, they've had a terrible life of abuse.
Cecil's lifestyle, that of a majestic beast freely roaming the African plains, is becoming a thing of the past. Anita Powell, VOA News, Johannesburg.
Seoul Monday accused the North Korean military of illegally crossing into the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone and intentionally planting landmines that injured two soldiers on August 4th. Last Tuesday, explosions from three landmines occurred on the southern side of the DMZ where eight South Korean soldiers were patrolling. One soldier lost both legs in the blast, another lost one. Major General Koo Hong-mo with the South Korean Joint Chiefs of Staff condemned Pyongyang and vowed retribution. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.